Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive, and a lot going on already. We've already heard from Henry Toa, linebacker. He joined The Drive earlier today in the 2 o'clock hour, as well as just hearing from the head coach at NRG, talking to the media, D'Amico Ryans. And if you are just joining us, D'Amico has already made his announcement right off the bat. C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie are out for their third straight games with the concussion issue. So there will be no Stroud. There will be no Petrie. And Davis Mills will get his third straight start for the Texans. By the way, we'll hear from Davis Mills a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. You want to hear from the starting quarterback. That's coming up a little bit later on as well. So a lot happening on the show, and it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Your chance to win a pair of tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. Is that correct, Tyler? 5 o'clock hour, we're doing that?
Yes, sir.
5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets for this all-important Texans-Buffalo Bills game coming up. Primetime Thursday Night Football. You can be in the building for this huge, huge game to see if the Texans can beat another team they're fighting in the wild card with and get above 500 for the first time all season long. So that's coming in the 5 o'clock hour. A lot going on the drive today. And we just heard from D'Amico. Anything jump out to you from D'Amico, Clint?
Not really. I mean, nothing that we didn't already know. The obvious of the players that are not going to play because of the concussion protocol is painful to hear from the coach's mouth. Even though we knew it happened, it's painful to actually hear. But yeah, I mean, nothing that I didn't expect to hear from D'Amico at this point in the season. The short week stuff is ho-hum. Buffalo's a good football team. That's ho-hum. Clearly, Josh Allen is a really good quarterback, difficult to stop, puts a ton of pressure on the defense. So talking up the opponent, talking down, you know, the importance of Higgins and the importance of Davis Mills and, you know, that kind of thing is right on brand for the Texans.
I was glad to hear him because, obviously, we're hearing a lot, Josh Allen, he's the reigning MVP. He is playing to that level, and he's coming off a game where he had 6 touchdowns and over 300 yards. He'll probably be the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, right? And he's one of the best players in the game. But I think maybe the key to the game And when Buffalo generally plays its best, and when it's not, just, all right, here, man, Josh, go do it. Is he talked about James Cook. And James Cook has been one of the best running backs in football this year. And when they are really at their best, it's when James Cook is really impacting the game. That's why I think Sunday was so impressive, because he struggled a lot in the first half, and then he finally came on in the passing game. But their best offensive, arguably their best game plan against the Chiefs in their big game a couple of weeks ago, James Cook just went off and made it easy. And Josh was, he was like, hey, one of them CJ games, he was like 23 for 25 or something, because Cook was just unstoppable. So I was glad to hear him talk about that, because I think James Cook is just as important as really almost anybody on that offense, because he allows – He makes Josh more difficult to defend when he is rolling.
Well, he to me, Ron, is probably the most underrated back in the league.
Probably because of Josh.
Yeah. I mean, when we talk about great backs in this league, and I'm not necessarily talking about, I mean, obviously Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, those are different animals, but I do believe that Cook is highly underrated and should be talked about in the way that he can impact the game. He should be talked about, maybe not Derrick Henry, maybe not Saquon Barkley, maybe not Christian McCaffrey, but damn close. The way that he could impact the game. When you watch a game, it wouldn't shock you if he didn't catch a 70-yard touchdown and then run the football for 25 times downhill in this zone scheme and rush for 100 yards. So very, very highly underrated and one of the more fun backs to watch in this league. So definitely important. I'm telling you, the Joe Brady – Cook, Allen, all that combination against D'Amico Ryan's defense is going to be fun to watch. This is a game too, Ron, where let's not get lost. And maybe I'm putting – maybe this is a conversation for the next couple of days. But the pressure this week is not on Nick Caley and Davis Mills in the offense. The pressure this week is on the number one defense in the league. If you go out there – and your offense has to score 28 points to win a game, I would think folks aren't going to look at it and go, well, damn, Nick Caley only scored 27 points. Nick Caley and Davis Mills only scored 27. They're going to look at it and say, well, the defense that typically gives up 15, 16 points a game gave up 30 or gave up 28. That if you're going to be this team, if you're going to be the team that's wired the way the Texans are right now, defensively, I don't give a damn what you do against the Titans. I don't care what you do against Baltimore, who doesn't have Lamar Jackson and Andrews and all these other guys. I care about what you do against the top four or five teams in the league. So you want to talk about pressure these next 3 weeks. The pressure's on D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, and his defense.
Yeah.
Because you got three very, very good, potentially. Kansas City hasn't always been good this year, but you got three offenses.
Offensively,
that are some, yeah, that have been some of the best in the league. And so the pressure isn't. The defense has to give Caley and Nick and Nick Caley and Davis Mills a chance to win the game, right? Like it ain't the other way around. Like let's be clear. This week and the next 3 weeks, the pressure's on the defense. You go out there and lay an egg, you're the problem, not the backup quarterback, not the first year play caller. These are the kind of games where you turn it around and it's squarely on the defense to set the tone and give you the chance.
Like, everybody knows that Jonathan Taylor is having a hell of a year. Like, Tyler, by chance, Tyler, where do you think James Cook ranks in the NFL in rushing yards right now? Where do you think James Cook ranks?
Oh, I have no clue. Middle of the pack.
Second. He is second in the NFL in rushing yards. He's got 968 rush. He's almost at 1,000 yards already with seven touchdowns. Like as you said, I don't think a lot of people. I would have been with you. I think a lot of people would have been with you, Tyler. I probably 10 to 15. James Cook, that sounds right with Josh. No, this is the number one rushing offense in football with Josh Allen. Obviously, knowing what he can do, but then he plays off of that. He's that, and he had a bad game running the football last week against the Bucs. He caught a lot of balls, but he had a bad game running. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. It is. They can hurt you with Josh. We watched it last week. They can hurt you with Josh, but when he's running the football, and he gets under center, and you got to be looking at that, it changes everything for this because they're now their outside guys are not. You can handle them. They're not great, right? Like Coleman and Shakir is pretty good in the slot, but their outside guys are not. But when you add that running game from Cook and the threat from Cook and Allen, then obviously it just opens everything up for them. So I'm glad he talked about James Cook because I think that's as important as anything. All right, another thing that I think is good to get into. We know CJ will not play, but on Thursday. But the thought would be they'll get a little extra time and he'll be able to get back for that Colts game, which will be here at NRG. That's on the road. On the road at Indy is that Colts game that he'll get back in. And I know for you, you're thinking, all right, how can he learn from this? How can he watch, if not being there, watch the film, see what Davis has done? Because maybe there's some things that he can pick up that he can add to his game or do differently from when he was in before he got injured.
Well, I think this is a critical time for CJ, not just this year in CJ's career. I really do. I think there's sometimes, you get to a point and it's not no fault of his own because he's had two different play callers and it's really been a mess around him, relatively speaking. But you get coached into a corner, right? I mean, you try to do it your way for a little while. One year you're aggressive. One year you're stretching the field. The next year you're death by a thousand cuts. And this, that, and it ends up stealing all the ability of for a young guy like this to play with his instincts. And I think CJ was in that spot. I think CJ was in a spot where he was damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If he goes out there and checks the football down all day long, you still can't score points because now you're not taking the risk when you need to. If you go out there and take a bunch of risks, now you're not giving the team a chance to win with a great defense. And so I firmly believe that CJ, when he got injured, was in a spot where he had been coached into a corner and had lost the magic, if you will, that made CJ Stroud CJ Stroud. And so I think this comes at this three week. Obviously, the concussion isn't the way that you want to see it happen, but I think it comes at a good time for CJ Stroud, and if he views it the right way, could help him tremendously. And it's the obvious, right? We talked about the other day, just the ability to feed Nico, like whatever mechanism is in the offense and having confidence in that offense, right? We know right now watching Davis Mills, like there's a mechanism in this offense and there's a freedom for the quarterback to go, I'm going to throw it to Nico. I don't care if it's a back shoulder. I don't care if it's a fade. I don't care if it's a stop route. I don't care if it's a slant or a bang right over the middle of the field from the slot. I'm going to go throw it to Nico. I'm going to eliminate the right side of the field because I know I'm getting the look that I want. I'm going to throw it to Nico. Clearly, that mechanism's in this offense, right? CJ Stroud has to have the freedom and has to have the confidence to do those things. And it's not that CJ was bad at it or wasn't doing it. It's that it wasn't like in excess, right? Like Nico, the way this thing is built is he should have 15 targets in a game. And I said this early in the year, right, Ron? We talked about it, like CJ's got to make that decision. This can't be a Nick Cayley deal. CJ's got to make that decision. But
not a Nick Cayley deal only.
Right, yeah. Correct. Yeah, well, CJ's got more stroke in this organization than Cayley.
And he's got the ball.
Right, and he's supposed to be the franchise guy. He's got to have that stroke over anybody anyway. And again, not that CJ didn't do it. It was just sporadic at best, and it was never to the extreme of 15 targets. It was never to the extreme the way that we see other number one receivers in this league used. And I think you could sit back and watch Davis Mills and go, the backup quarterback's doing it. I can learn from it. So I think that is the obvious is the feed Nico thing. I think the command of the offense in prep and during the game at the line of scrimmage. I think one thing that we haven't talked about with Davis is, and this is Davis is a much more cerebral guy. He's almost like a robot, right? But Davis's command of this offense at the line of scrimmage is tremendous. And I think being more vocal and leaning into that a little bit more, I think CJ Stroud needs to do more of that. And I think it sounds simple, but I think playing, the ability to go out there and play free and let it rip. Like, how many times did we hear the death by a thousand cuts? How many times have we heard, oh boy, if we get in third and eight or more, the drive is doomed, right? To a point where I believe C.J. Stroud was so afraid of taking a risk on first or second down because then you end up behind the chains, and that's all the coaches want to talk about. And everybody talks about just do your job.
You get like a sense that Davis isn't doing that?
No, Davis ain't doing it. That's why Davis's completion percentage is lower. I mean, Davis Mills is playing free. He's letting it rip. And then they're on the flip side of that, they're able to go back and convert some third downs and keep some drives alive. But there's no doubt about it. He's playing free. I mean, you look at it last week. He lets in a critical moment. He lets a back shoulder rip to Xavier Hutchinson. Right? He throws a damn fade that he missed on Xavier Hutchinson. He throws the fade to Higgins. Throws the back shoulder or a pivot, some kind of pivot route to Nico Collins. I mean, there's no doubt about it that Davis Mills is letting it rip. You're seeing him throw the football 40-some-odd times with him. Was it 43 and then 41 or something like that? Attempts in these last two games. And so there's a certain level of play-free, let it rip that I think C.J. Stroud can watch and go, well, hell, if Davis Mills can do it, I can damn sure do that. Right? If my backup quarterback that doesn't have as much talent as me can do it, well, hell, let me go out there and do it. So I just think that there's a lot that C.J. can take from Davis Mills' reps over these last 3 weeks. And I think you got to be honest with you, I think you got to damn near be under a rock to not grow from it. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to, if assuming that, which I don't think CJ is, assuming CJ is a guy that hangs his ego at the door and just watches things for what they are, and you're evaluating, you're in those meetings, you're listening, you're seeing. I mean, Davis Mills had 15 completions, just counted it up. He had 15 completions last week, Ron, that I would say were good to great throws. And not like bombs or anything like that, but man coverage, tight window throws, or man coverage, stop routes to Nico where he catches it, or the out route, you know, to the sideline where you stretch and get two toes in. The throw to Christian Kirk was as good as you're going to find. And when you slow it down, it should have been a touchdown. Like, those kind of things are you sit back and watch, and CJ's got to go, okay, I get it. I lost my ability to play. I think play with his instincts. I think his instincts had been stripped from him, trying to make him play a certain kind of football that he can find that man and get back to being the CJ that he's capable of being. I think it could be big.
Yeah. Someone texted in, maybe Davis feels like he has to go to Nico because that's the best player and he needs to get the ball to him. As CJ looks and tries to get it to everybody,
go ball out.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, it could be true. I just think that there is a chemistry and a confidence between Davis Mills and Nico Collins that is on a different level than even CJ Stroud, which it should be. They played through some very hard times together, and they've been 2 years together longer than CJ has been in the building, so it should be there. But I also think there's a level of veteran, you know, almost pelt on the wall type approach that Davis Mills has of like, I don't need, like, I'm not a young guy. You're not going to coach me into a corner, right? I mean, it's. I think there's just a different view of the game when you're a little bit older player, when you've been a backup, when you've been through extreme dysfunction, than when you're a young quarterback and you've never been in the league and you've never done this, and the coaching around you has almost cornered you. Like, I think it's just a total different, you know, different mindset. And I think CJ's got to get back to the carefree stuff his rookie year, or if you want to use the Davis Mills analogy, like he's got to get more of that let it rip, play free mentality. I'm not talking about stretching the field and taking a bunch of risk. I'm just saying, hey man, if the go route's there with Nico Collins, don't be scared to throw it. It's second and 10, we'll line up and we'll get it. Instead, the whole thing is don't throw that go route because second and 10, you kill our drive if it's second and 10. We're behind the chains. Hell, what are we going to do? Our whole offense goes up in flames if God forbid we're in second and 10. God forbid if we're in third and 8, right? Like, that's been beat into his head to where I think it's stolen his joy.
Yeah.
You didn't pick that up.
I did. Take his joy. All right, coming up, we're not still in joy. We are doing a little real or fake. We say a statement, you let us know if it's real or fake. That's coming up next.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
God, dog. Tyler.
Y'all are a problem, man.
Y'all?
No, the people that sit in that chair. Lopez. Sterner.
I've done it once, and I am certain Reggie set me up. God, dog, man, they just put it. Andy!
He ain't here today.
Oh, he is. I saw Andy. Andy showed me pictures. Today.
Now, he may be going and getting his bride.
He might have done that with the little surgery. But, yeah, Andy, he'll come walking through if he is.
It's the other fella that's in engineering today.
Oh,
that's
like, okay.
That thing's erect, ain't it?
I mean, look at that thing. Bang.
It's just keep popping bang. Up on you.
Looks like it went to the low T center.
Yeah, it did.
This can't be this hard.
It is that hard. Look at it. Lift it up again.
I mean, it literally can't. It cannot. Getting equipment in here.
Look at it. It's rising again.
Getting equipment in here that doesn't break every time you adjust it, it can't be that hard.
Doesn't seem to be.
I'm more mad right now than I should be about this. I typically don't care, but it's so annoying, man.
It is.
They've been budget hunting for these mic arms like Rondo's.
It's what we do every day. Why are we budget hunting? It's what we do. It's literally what we talk into every day. What the hell are we budget hunting for? Kidding me?
That's why we can't have nice things.
Those wondering at home, Clint has broken the mic, and if you're on YouTube and Twitch now, you see him holding.
I don't even know. I'm disappointed in myself for letting myself get this agitated.
I don't know how long. I don't know. How many do you think this is? He's broken.
Oh, I mean,
that has broken in his hand.
It's a plethora.
I mean, it's not one a year. I've been doing this for 7 years. It hasn't broken seven times.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's broken seven times since I've been.
It might be
twice.
Right around that.
I feel like we're at three this year.
I mean, this can't.
I feel like you've broken it three times this year.
At least
this year. I mean, it's not out yet.
Well, I mean, look. Here's the deal. Like, if I put it over here and look at my partner, it's all in. It blocks the camera angle.
That's yeah, we so I got to put it over here. Adjusted since the new arms came in.
What are we doing, man?
That's whenever you know he's dead serious.
Football season's busy, boys.
They let you know. Here's the deal: someone just texted Lopez broke the mic earlier today, so this is a new fix from him. I feel like he got a shot with some of that Gorilla Glue. Maybe that Maybe that hangs in there.
Something.
I don't think it's broke. I think it just came unscrewed.
Try it. Try screw it in. Try screw that thing
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Now that I really look at it, that might be exactly what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, that is tough. There it is. Get in there. Get it in there good and tight.
Screw it.
Screw it in there good and tight. While you're doing that, let's play a little real or fake. 7135. There's Andy. 713-572-4610. Andy's got a box and ready to go.
I mean, here's the deal. I really like Andy.
Here's the deal.
I really like, I genuinely and sincerely, personally like
him. Come on in, Andy.
He's a great fella.
Yeah, that's all right. Andy, get on here and fix it now. Andy.
This is going to drive me to say something to Andy that I don't want to say.
While you're in here, Andy, let us know when that rain's coming in.
Let's do it. Let's keep him fired up. A little real or fake. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Someone out there could step up. I'm willing to take anything.
These nuts.
Except for LASIK. All right. Real or fake. I say a statement. You let us know if it's real or fake. By the way, happy birthday to Christian Kirk today. Congratulations to him. Hopefully he has a good birthday. And while we've got that out of the way, real or fake, Tyler? Let's start with you. As
this
the,
is so wrong on his birthday.
It just happens
to be. No, I like it.
It's his fault. It's a Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday. It's time to completely bench Christian Kirk. And I mean, like they're doing Lake and Tomlinson. It's time for Lake and Tomlinson, or for Christian Kirk to get the Lake and Tomlinson treatment and he be completely benched, real or fake?
No, I got to go fake there.
It's an Aggie.
I got to go fake there. That is part of it. There is greatness within each and every Aggie, each and every person who's donned that maroon and white, so you never know when it will appear. So, yes, reason number one. Reason number two, you brought him in for a reason. You were hoping he could contribute to this offense and be something for you in that receiving core. You still got to try to find it. You got to try to find, I don't know if you will, but right now at this point in the season, you got to try to find it. And as you said, Aggies have greatness with them.
All right, man, we're week 11, real or fake, completely benched, Clint.
100% real.
Because a couple weeks ago you said they're not completely benched, but there's some, but maybe he just not get as many reps. You've moved to a completely benched.
Well, I based on what we've seen, I believe that the two guys that are a similar build to him that play the slot position are better options, more reliable options, have shown the ability to separate. There is the other thing. Look, this week's film, Tape Drop Tuesday, which I'm going to talk about at the 4 o'clock, it showed a lot of good, but it also showed Christian Kirk getting absolutely blanketed on shake routes and just little routes underneath where you can stutter. You can stutter and go one way or the other with a 240-pound linebacker. Not once, but twice, they blanketed his ass. And then he drops the ball on the touchdown. If you can't at least catch balls that hit your chest plate, then, yeah, I mean, I got to go with Jalen Noel. I got to go with Braxton Berrios. I've got to let those guys play and let them help me win. Because, look, you can survive plays like that against – Jacksonville and against Tennessee, but this next stretch of games here, you get down to the red zone and you don't punch it in, and the reason you don't punch it in is because of a drop or because a 240-pound true inside linebacker can cover your slot receiver like a blanket. Like, that's losing. That is losing football. So yeah, it's real for me, Ron.
Yeah, man, he's not even – I'm going to say real too, man. I just think – we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Tyler. I just think Berrios, and I think that that Noel have shown to get more out of it. I think he has shown to get more out of it than what Christian Kirk – I had fun the other – like a couple weeks ago, and I said he's an Applebee's player, 2 for 20. He ain't even hitting that yet, man. His last two games, he's 1 for 6 and 1 for 3. Well, I mean, he's not even giving us to 2 yards.
Well, when you look at
and even shot,
Ron. When you look at this, all joking aside, when you get this, name me a wide receiver right now that's not better than him.
I don't think they.
Not just Jalen Noel. What about Hutch?
Wayne.
That's fair. He's an outside player. I wasn't including him. I'm talking Hutch. I'm talking Berrios. I'm talking Noel. I'm talking Higgins.
No, he is. They've played better. All right, one more real quick. One more real or fake. People are overreacting on how Shedeur Sanders has been handled. Real or fake?
overreacting on how he's been handled?
Yeah, yeah. I think the big comments this week is, you know, he got put in when Dylan Gabriel got a concussion, and you know, the offense, the lineman had never heard his cadence. They said that was the first time they heard his cadence.
That's what happens most of the time when you have when you're a backup quarterback, when you're buried on the depth.
So when you think it's a bit of an overreaction with the amount of
I think the coverage of Shedeur Sanders by anybody that covers the game professionally or played the game professionally, I think it's laughable what we're hearing come out of the media about Shedeur Sanders. There's nothing unfair about it. There's nothing. I mean, it is what it is. It's the life of a backup. They don't know your cadence. You're not comfortable in the pocket. You don't get reps at practice. It's part of it. Right, I mean, it's part of it, and you're thrown in there, and you gotta try to survive, and unfortunately, you get judged on it, and thankfully for him, he's gonna get another shot.
So that time, like times when you came in Dallas, that's the first time like Stefanski and anybody you've taken snaps, or they heard your
if
hands.
I were coming in the game, yes. If I started the games, no. I practiced all week with them, but the games where I was a backup, absolutely. Yeah, I ain't so much as touch Mark Stefanski's ass. Literally.
Too bad.
Ain't take a snap.
Did Randall?
Oh, RC, yeah.
Randall touched his
Troy
ass.
Took every regular rep, every single rep that was our offense, and then Randall took all the I took more scout team reps at receiver than I did at quarterback.
Yeah.
And if it was late enough in the game and we were getting our ass kicked bad enough, Randall said, I ain't going in, so I had to go in and do it. So, yeah, it's life of a backup quarterback. It's silly what these cats are talking about and what they're saying.
Coming up as we continue here on The Drive, Davis Mills, he's going to get his third straight start, and he speaks to the media. We'll let you hear what he had to say.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Did I scare you?
Got that mic fixed, boys.
Did I scare you?
Big Andy came in and got that mic fixed.
No, you just blew my eardrums off.
Did I scare you? I think I did.
I got to have your level jacked up because you're always whispering, and then you scream in my ear.
I ain't always whispering. Hey, don't act like I don't talk with my chest.
No, you say things with your chest, but I do have to have your level up higher than any other host I've ever worked with.
That's not true.
I swear to you.
That's a bold-faced lie.
It's really not.
It is. It is. And I feel like you're, in some form or fashion, trying to tempt me, trying to push me, and glasses are off, and the gloves are next.
Got a headache?
No, I don't. I'm facing head up here. You're that lucky we got to go to NRG to hear from Davis Mills, or it'd be your ass. So let's do that. Let's hit the NRG in here. Hear from the quarterback, Davis Mills.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main goal of each week and what it has been is just going out there and playing efficient football, executing at a really high level, and trying to find a way to win the game. And we've been successful at that the past 2 weeks, and we're trying to keep it rolling in this third week.
Davis, I know that you're a veteran in this league, but how much time did you get with the first unit when CJ was healthy, starting from like the spring until now? How many reps did you get with them in order to be prepared to play in these last three games?
Yeah, I mean, I got a decent bit throughout OTAs in the spring. And then throughout camp, I mean, and as the season progresses, the starter usually gets the bulk of the reps. But I'm back there, I mean, taking mental reps the whole time. And a lot of it, I mean, has come easy because a lot of our receivers I was either able to get throws with in spring, or like when we have individual periods and we're throwing routes on air, so you can kind of gauge the timing off of that. But I mean, it's been good. We've got a lot of really valuable reps these last couple weeks, and I feel like the offense has a good feel for each other, and we've been meshing well. So it's been fun to continue to develop and go out there and play with these guys.
You all have been able to get Nico more involved in recent games. What do you think the benefit is having when you have a guy like him and when you're getting him the ball?
Yeah, I mean, Nico's a great player. Anytime you can get him the ball, it makes it hard on opposing teams, their defenses especially. When you're getting a guy like that the ball and it's really affecting the game, they have to find a way to stop it, and it ends up opening up other people on the field. So, I mean, I'm not saying we're really like forcing him the ball, but there's plays when we're trying to get one of our best playmakers, if not our best playmaker on offense, the ball out in space, he's going to make a big time play with it, and defenses have to account for that. So it helps the team out a lot.
What are some of the challenges with the Bills defense they present, particularly for the passing game? Sam was asking to Miko about this earlier, just some of the challenges they present you guys can do.
Yeah, I mean, they have a great defense. They disguise a lot in coverage, a lot of different blitz packages where they're showing one thing and end up getting to another thing post-snap. And, I mean, it's credit to them. They do it at a high level. A lot of those guys have played together for a long time, so they're able to kind of feed off each other and make each other look good and make each other's disguises actually believable. So a lot of our game plan is just really not letting the pre-snap stuff kind of bog you down too much, and really just reacting and playing fast post-snap to see the spaces in the coverage, see how everything rotates post-snap so we can get the ball out fast and continue to drive down the field and be efficient.
But the way that Nick Cayley is able to utilize the different skill players on the offensive side of the ball, is there anything different that you all did with the playbook, you know, compared to when CJ's in the game to when you're in the game?
I wouldn't say the playbook's too much different. The thing we've really been emphasizing is just operation, making sure everyone's on the same page when we break the huddle and getting up to the line fast so we can get the defense to declare and kind of get a little more information pre-snap. Like I said a second ago, I mean, this defense is going to make it a challenge for us, so we got to find ways to kind of make them declare and make it so everyone can play fast once we snap the ball.
I know you're a pretty even keel guy, but do you feel like primetime Buffalo, do you feel like this is a game that gets you a little bit more excited, one of the bigger games of your career?
I mean, it's just another game. Obviously, every game's extremely important. And it's going to be fun seeing NRG rocking on Thursday when the time comes. But, I mean, you prepare the same each week. I know this week being a short week, it's a little different schedule-wise, but we're still getting all the prep, all the game planning, and we're going to be ready to go on Thursday night.
With Jaden Higgins, so you throw to him a lot against the Titans. And D'Amico was talking about the kind of target he is. What are some of the traits you're seeing in him and makes you want to throw to him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud. He's shown up a lot in kind of big-time moments when you need a big-time play. He consistently finds a way to beat the guy who's covering him. And when you have one guy like Nico on one side and a guy who basically is super similar to Nico with some kind of different things at the line he's able to do and some different looks he's able to find in the defense, it's an awesome target to have on the other side of the ball or even on the same side when they can complement each other.
The way that you all have mix and match on the offensive line, how have you been able to grow the continuity with them?
Yeah, I mean, all those guys are, I mean, extremely hardworking. They mesh well as a unit. That offensive line is one of the closest rooms I think we have in the building. They're always together, always joking around, and really, like, taking it serious, too, when they need to. But all those guys, I mean, selfless. You see a bunch of guys bouncing around, playing different positions, specifically Titus. I mean, he's pretty much, since I've been here, he's played every position on the line except for center, which I bet he could do, too, if he needed to. But, I mean, those guys have been great, fighting their tails off each week to keep us quarterbacks clean and keep the run game going. And I'm excited to see them keep improving as the season goes on and have a good game this week.
It's funny you mentioned that because he played center in high school, but
He played quarterback in high school.
But he also played quarterback in high school. That's what I was about to say. So, you know, has he given you any tips?
He tries to. I'll be out there in the huddle, like hearing the play call coming in my helmet, and I'll like pause for a second sometimes, like early in the week when we're hearing the plays for the first time after meetings, and he'll like try to correct me and speak up when he can. It's funny.
Pretty far. Have you ever seen him do
it? He can launch it. He can probably get it 65, 70 yards if he needs to. Yeah.
How was it to see CJ come back after what was a serious injury?
It's been great seeing how he's progressed and he's getting back to healthy. He's super close. And it's been obviously your mind and your brain is the most important thing. We're people before we're football players, so it's been great seeing him progress and get back to himself, and I'm excited to see him once he's fully back.
Yeah, he came up with some big plays on third down early and late in the Tennessee game. What have you found has been key for you guys on third? Some of those were third long. Like, what has been key for you guys to execute in those not necessarily advantageous situations?
Yeah, I mean, ideally we're not in third and long too much, and we can operate in third and short, third and 2-5, kind of those boxes where we have it a little easier and there's more space in the defense, so they're playing more man coverage so our guys can win on the edge. It's sometimes harder when you get to third and long and they can disguise, they can bring blitz packages, and then while keeping kind of their shell coverage on top of everything and forcing the ball underneath. So it's difficult at times, but, I mean, our offense line has done a great job protecting, holding up, buying us time for us to get downfield, and I feel like we've made some big-time throws and catches over the past couple weeks to kind of keep our drives alive and get out of those situations. But it's not ideal. Like I said, we want to stay efficient on early downs to stay out of those situations when we can.
How do you go about when you're in the middle of a play deciding, okay, this is a stand in here and deliver type of play, this is a let's take off play, and how quick is that decision, and how much does it bear off what you see out there as well?
That's what playing quarterback is. There's split second decisions, instincts that happen from, I've been playing quarterback since I was 6 years old. So things like that. I mean, you don't throw it as much as a little kid, but you watch a lot of football, see other quarterbacks doing at a high level and see what the best ones do and try to emulate that. And I think just time on task and reps and everything kind of builds into your abilities and your reactions and just instincts, and going out there making those split second decisions is what makes quarterback fun. And I mean, it's hard at times to step up in the pocket, buy time, hang in there when someone's about to come open. But I mean, that's why playing quarterback is one of the most rewarding but also toughest positions in sports. And I mean, that's what makes football fun.
Davis, will your cleats have a cause? Are you doing that this
week? Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so my cause, my cleats this week. I'm doing it for the Rally Foundation. One of my best friends back in Georgia, his nephew, got diagnosed with pediatric cancer, and going to try to raise some money for the foundation, who's finding cures for that. So,
so how fast things happen there out there in the field. Sometimes we don't think about a lot about the colors with the jerseys. Not playing in red, does that make it easier for you, like, to know where you're going?
Potentially. I think having a bright color would help visually and see everything, but a lot of it is just time on task and reps during the week. You can kind of narrow your focus as you're looking downfield to know where your guys are going to be and on the specific timing. So I think the colors do help, being brighter and having more contrast to the opposing teams, but I think a lot of it just goes back to your game plan and your preparation during the week and knowing where your guy's going to be at on the timing of the concept.
How do you guys keep this game just be this game versus kind of getting caught up with the potential scenarios and things of that nature? How do you guys just focus on just this game and not worry about the implications that a win or a loss could have on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've really echoed it in the building. Like, every game to us is a must win. And even more so, like, we're not even thinking too much about the outcome of a game. We're thinking about the play that's right in front of us. Next play mentality, we talked about it last week, and that's the biggest thing. Like, you have to do your job every single play of the game. You can't have MAs or MEs and take a play off, because that could be the play that costs you the game. So everything is extremely critical that we execute at a high level every single play, snap in and snap out. And that's what we've really been urging the guys to focus on, is just next play. Let's do one play at a time. Do your job. Do your 1/11th, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Last two, Jonathan, Sam.
Is there anybody in your life who was maybe in your earlier years who helped influence your ability to move on to the next play without not letting things compound and, like, forgetting about what happened in the past?
I think just growing up with my dad's always been like that. He's always been logical, kind of how I am, and doesn't worry about things you can't control. I always grew up watching him, and he didn't really show too much emotion if things were going bad or things were going good. He was the same person every day. And growing up watching him, trying to be like him, I kind of based my emotions and how I act similar to him, because I always looked up to him as a great father figure, and I feel like that's gotten me a long way in life.
Davis, going back to Nico, he's made some big plays and big moments just dating back all the way to your rookie year. Is there anything about his demeanor that you notice kind of in those big plays, and what's it like having a guy that you can go to in those moments?
I mean, Nico's a stud. I feel like he gets better when the plays get harder. And I mean, he's an extremely friendly target, like I said before in here. Anytime he's one-on-one, even two-on-one sometimes, he's going to find a way to get open and come down with the ball. So just having a guy like that on your team is extremely fun to play with.
That's Davis Mills, Texans quarterback, started the last 2 weeks. Just announced, D'Amico Ryan's just announced that C.J. Stroud is out again. And Davis Mills, it is behind center for versus the Buffalo Bills Thursday night primetime football. Monster game this season. Texans sitting at 500. Need this win in a big, big way. All right, tape drop Tuesday. It was a good one, y'all. You're going to want to hear this next right here on Sports Radio 610.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.